In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So just a few words, because today is kind of an important day for the school in a sense. It is the feast of St. Athanasius, who in turn is the patron kind of the senior class. So it's something that is new for our school, of having then a patron saint that they look to consider, to think about, to use as a model for them, especially now as they go out into the world, as they graduate. And so St. Athanasius was chosen. St. Athanasius was chosen because of being a defender of the faith. He fought something that was against the church, a heresy. In a sense, it's a wrong thought, a wrong idea about truths of the church. And so he defended that even to the point of being exiled, sent away. But yet for him, he defended then Holy Mother, the Church, the truths of the faith. And so therefore, that is why our seniors have chosen him as a patron. And then to celebrate that even more, that this vestment that is being worn was made by the sodality, the ones that have given themselves to trying to follow the example of Our Lady and giving back to the church for what the church has given to them. And again, it comes back to the fact of our faith of being given to us, to be thankful for that, the gratitude that we should have for what has been given to us. And so, yes, it was something that they spent the time and being able to try to give back to the church for the use of the church. So I thought it would be fitting then to try to do it on this feast day. And if you look at the design of it, and so the emblem on the back is a picture of two deer drinking from a fountain. And the signification of that those deer signify a soul drinking from the hidden fountain of grace, because you see that the water comes down from the cross that is in the middle. There's a famous hymn, the Sicut Cervus, that sings of this, taken after the Psalm 41. To where then it is this idea that we drink from this fountain of grace. We thirst after that, just as the animals, the deer, they thirst, and it is quenched by the water that they have. But that's something that we as Catholics have to understand. We receive these graces from Almighty God. Our Lord instituted these graces in order to, in a sense, quench our thirst. So whether it's receiving Holy Communion, whether it is going to confession, whether confirmation, whatever it may be, that these graces flow from the cross itself, and especially as we come off of Lent. And we think about the cross, and the cross being the means of salvation for our soul. Well, that understanding, that idea, yes, it is because our Lord's death on the cross and the graces flowed from that. And so that is where then these stags, these deer drink from. The fountain that flows from the cross. And because of our Lord's death on the cross, it gives us a chance for life everlasting. And that is the understanding of then a soul being in the state of grace, having the life of God within them. And so you see someone as St. Athanasius fighting for that faith, fighting for that means to give to us, that defense of the faith. But I think it also shows to us the importance of our faith. The importance of why you're here, why you're in a Catholic school. And then realizing the importance of the graces that flow into your soul. Academically, you can learn all you want. But we see how St. Thomas referred to as its mere straw, the knowledge that he had. Or St. Paul referring to it as a pile of dung. It amounts to nothing if you don't live the faith. If you don't have the flow of grace in your soul, doesn't matter what you know. It will only matter if you live that life of grace. If truly that the waters flow into your soul. And so that is why the beauty of that emblem, because it signifies every single one of us. We are all like those deer that are there, drinking from that fountain. We drink from that fountain because we want the grace of God in our soul. And if we don't understand that, then we've lost the true sense of our faith. If we don't see the importance of the sacraments, of staying in the state of grace, of drinking from that hidden fountain of our Lord Jesus Christ, we don't understand anything then. It is a waste for us. And so you have the grace to come to Mass every day. It is a part of your formation, part of your curriculum. Because those graces will help you to save your soul. Book knowledge, it helps you to live your faith, to understand your faith, but in of itself, it won't help you to save your soul. It is only the practice of what you learn. It is that practical application of what these classes have taught to you, especially, obviously, your religion classes. But without that practical application of that, it is straw, it is dung, doesn't matter. It amounts to nothing for you. And so that is why then we take this opportunity to celebrate, yes, the Feast of St. Athanasius, a defender of the faith, one who was willing to be exiled for the faith, excommunicated for the faith. And even in a sense, for all of us to be willing to die for the faith. But it'll only come to us if we truly understand that idea. That we thirst after God. We desire to live in the state of grace. That will be the only way that it will help us to understand then this imagery. That yes, they're quenching their thirst, drinking from this fountain, but this fountain has a greater meaning to us. It flows from the cross. It flows from that act that we commemorated during the time period of Holy Week. Of where our Lord gave his life to give us life. And that what he extends to each and every one of us. So like I said, we are those deer. We are those stags that are drinking from that fountain. And God willing, we take the opportunity, the time that God has given to us to quench our thirst. Because as I say, if not, it is a waste of time for us. And the more that we learn, the more that we understand, the more that it will be expected of us. And so it's up to you to understand that. It is up to you to live that. And as I say, it is up to you to then to make that practical application of what you have learned. Whether you're in kindergarten, first grade, 12th grade, that knowledge that you have gained, you must live it now. And that is the true understanding of what those deer are doing. They are drinking. They're quenching their thirst. They're living in the life of God. And it flows from the cross. That is the means of our salvation. That is the way for us to save our soul. And it is a shame if we don't understand that, if we don't live that, if we waste the opportunities that is given to us, wasting it by not studying, wasting it by not receiving the sacraments, wasting it by just sitting at church doing nothing. You have been given that grace from God. Don't waste that opportunity. Take advantage of what God has given to you. Quench the thirst that you have for God. Don't look to other things around you. Look to God. Look to the cross, the means of our salvation. And that is why the psalm says that, yes, the soul, the deer, the stag, thirst after God. To be quenched by the living water. The water of grace. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.